Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Welcome back to the Atlanta podcast, aka the ATL podcast, aka ATL podcast. Maybe we'll take out the, kind of like someone was nice enough to point out to me that when I say, what is your favorite order at the Waffle House? It is in fact just Waffle House. So I actually interviewed someone today, hear about that later maybe, and I corrected myself. I said, what's your go-to order at Waffle House? Because that is the right way to say it. So thank you to the commenter who said that. On, I believe it was the Gip Goody post. So I'm excited to bring you today's episode, and thank you guys so much for listening. Keep those comments coming. I can't speak. Please tell friends. That's how we grow this thing. We're really in a groove here. Those of you that have been with me since the beginning know that we were crushing it 17, 18, 19. Slow down a little bit over the last couple of years. Had some other businesses going on, had some other things going on, but now we are back and here to stay, and we're going to bring these to you every Friday at minimum and maybe the occasional bonus. And then during the week, you can find fun stuff on the IG. Eventually, we'll be putting stuff on the YouTube. But thank you so much for listening. And here's why I'm excited about. They're doing yard work. I don't know if you can hear that at my neighbor's house. They're building this house. One of the things I like about doing this is not just that, hey, this is a fun conversation for you to listen to while you drive, work out, or run, but it captures something. It captures a moment in time. It captures something in history that's there forever. And I do eventually have people back on. You know, sometimes a couple years go by, 3 years go by. Oh, cool, let's have you back on again. You know, what's happened with your job, or you're married now, or whatever. And this one in particular, with my buddy Erica, I happen to have caught her at a very interesting time in her life where massive changes have taken place in who she is as a person and how that relates to everything she does, her art, just herself, her life, her dating life, whatever. And she's someone that's willing to go there with me, which I always appreciate, man. That's all I want. People say, you've probably heard me say at the end of an episode, who should I have next in the Atlanta podcast? And they're like, do you want guys or girls? Do you want the certain industry? I just want someone that's down for a real conversation that you think is interesting. That's what I want. So Erica's willing to go there with me. We had coffee for probably another hour, maybe longer after that, just catching up on everything and talking about life. And so we're buddies again. We're IG buddies, and she's all over the place traveling, doing what she does, painting murals and doing the amazing stuff she's doing. But we stay connected on the Instagram. She's just a cool chick, just a cool person that I'm glad I got to know. And interestingly enough, that first episode never made it. There's an Instagram post that she's on with a little clip we made, but the actual post never made it, the actual whole interview. And it's fine, because here's her now, who she is now as a person. So anyway, I really hope you enjoy this episode with Erica. More great stuff coming your way every Friday. And as I said, keep checking. Just go ahead and follow us on Instagram if you're not doing that right now. Just tap it. It's going to be in the thing there on your phone. You know that thing, the app you're listening on? Follow. Boom. There you go. Let me follow. Go ahead and follow, and then tell me, hey, I just heard your latest episode, or hey, I'm a fan of this episode, or why don't you have this person on? Always open to your feedback. All right, let's get to Erica and I. Away we go. If you were going to guess what year it was, could you guess?
2015?
That's the thing. It's like, was it 6 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? Because the pandemic fucked everything up, right? It was 2018.
Really?
But I honestly couldn't have told you until I looked. I had to search your name in my calendar, the beauty of having a Mac that I've like never not had a Mac for the last 20 years. So saves every email, every everything. And I just typed in your name. And 2018, I came to your apartment / studio.
The loft.
Right?
Yeah. That must have been right before I moved to Mexico.
It was literally right before you moved. I forgot who referred you, but I found you right before
I thought it was so much earlier than that.
No, it was 2018. And I had this gal with me because I was trying to find people to work basically for free, to which you can't do. You just can't do it. Once upon a time when I was a young man, you'd be like, hey, young person, work for free. Work your way up. Nobody works for free anymore. So I had a guy. He lasted like two things. That woman, that might have been the only thing she shot.
I don't remember that.
I'm just saying, like, from my life. Mm-hmm. Couldn't even tell you her name. She was nice. She was great. But you were like, yeah, I'm about to move. And then you did. Although I feel like there was a dude involved. Is that guy still in the picture?
No.
He is not in the picture. Sorry. That was a fiance. Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
If you don't want to talk about
okay. I'm pretty unfiltered.
Okay.
It was so, a surprise fiance.
Surprise fiance.
I was not expecting that.
So you were going along, you're painting. He asked you to marry him here or there?
Colombia.
While in Colombia. Was he Colombian?
He is Colombian.
Mm-hmm. Is he stuck in Colombia now?
No. I stayed in Mexico. He came back to the United States and went to the girl that he was cheating on me with. And I think they're still together.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. It worked out for the best.
You realize
everything works out for the best.
Of course. Of course. But back then, you were like, so when that ended, I guess, let's get back up there. You're in what city?
Tulum.
Tulum, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in Tulum and you're like, all right, I'm just going to stay here and paint.
Yeah. Well, actually, we were in Playa del Carmen. We drove down in March. And he left to go work back in the United States. I stayed down there in Playa del Carmen. And I just had a sneaky suspicion about things. Kind of had a track record. And I was right. Long story short, he stayed in the U.S. And I was like, well, I'm not leaving. I moved my cats and dog down.
I was going to say, I remember you had a dog.
I drove my car, so it's not like I could just hop on a plane and move everything back. We drove through the whole country of Mexico, was down there. I'm like, well, I'm not leaving. I love it down here. So I stayed for a year and a half.
And you were sustaining yourself as an artist.
Yeah, I had my finances were squared away, so I could stay down there. So I wasn't relying on work down there. I was still getting jobs in the U.S. to paint and just shipping artwork. I'd fly up to paint some murals. And then it kind of got dry because I think when you're not physically here, people forget about you.
Correct.
I mean, that's just a thing. And I thought I'd be able to make it down there and I could paint any wall I want, but you just don't get paid. Like at all.
Down there?
Yeah.
Because it's just a different economy.
Yes. You might get like $100 or a little more. Or
there's got to be rich people, though. Rich people are everywhere. And rich people love art.
Yeah, they were down there, but I was so like, it was like feeling like you're on an island by yourself. I mean, literally by myself down there, didn't know a soul.
You speak Spanish?
Poquito.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was one thing I loved, was learning the language.
Right.
And I found myself in many different states of mind. I was getting so frustrated because all you want to do is to be able to communicate with people.
Right.
And you're given more respect when you try to communicate.
Of course.
I made it a mission. I've got to learn Spanish. And it was really good to be down there. I met this really incredible woman who's lived down there for 40 years. She's from Wisconsin, speaks fluent Spanish, Mayan. She's still like one of my closest, sweetest friends to this day.
Right.
And I moved in with her, and she just kind of took me under her wing. And I practice Spanish all the time. I still talk to my friends down there, and I still have a long way to go with my Spanish, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like you were coming back and forth because I'd see your IG. I'd be like, oh, if you're coming through town, let's say hello.
Yep.
And it never worked out, which is fine because things happen when they're supposed to happen.
Yep, totally.
But you did come back and forth a fair amount.
A couple times. It was really, I think, only one time. I think I only came back to the U.S. once.
Are you sure? Where were you working then? I feel like you were working everywhere.
That was the last couple years. The last couple years, I've been traveling all over.
Okay.
All over. when I was living down there, I did art. I did painting in Italy, in France. I was traveling from Mexico to Europe. And then I only came back because I came back to the United States because my car registration in Georgia was up. And I had to physically bring my car back to the country for like an emissions inspection.
Oh, my God.
It was a newer car. I'm like, what's the deal with this? So I.
But why?
I don't know. I'll never.
I'm saying, but I'm saying if you weren't going to come back anytime soon, why not just let it lapse?
I could have. There were other things involved. It was like, I needed to come back.
Okay.
I needed to come back and kind of refresh and get my work going again because it just kind of fell.
It dried up.
It really did. It sucked.
Yeah. So you're like, okay, it's time to...
Yeah, I didn't want to, though, because, I mean, honestly, once my animals are gone, I will likely move back there. I'd like to.
Why would you wait till the animals are gone?
Because it's just a hassle driving. I mean, I'd probably drive my car down there to have my car there, but to be able to fly back and forth is nice, and having I've got elderly animals, so it's like to put them through that drive 8 days in the car, it's a lot.
So you're back now.
Yeah, I'm back.
In Georgia. Or Florida.
I just drove from Florida to Georgia 2 weeks ago, like April 1st, I moved back. With a moving truck and everything. I drove a truck
so
from
you,
Florida.
So you gave up whatever whatever lease in...
Florida.
No, no, before that.
Before that, I was in Ohio for 2 years.
You were in Ohio for 2 years? How did I miss this part?
I didn't really advertise it, but that, yeah.
That's why I feel like, oh, she's in America. She's working. Like,
I was just traveling all over. When I lived in Ohio, I wasn't physically there very often.
Are you a woman of mystery? You're an international woman of mystery.
I just like to travel a lot. And I've done the best I can with animals. And I'm trying to be like, you know, the best pet mom I can. And now they're older animals. I just lost one last month. So now I'm down to two. And so, yeah, I'm just.
So it seems like you have a bit of a conundrum that you have this public facing life because it's how you get more work and more clients. But you also like want to be like under the radar, as it were, which I completely understand.
Kind of. I feel like I put myself out there how I am, but also like the learning social media and everything, I guess I've become a little more reserved. I've definitely become more reserved. I mean, I'll show where I'm working and what I'm doing. Like if I'm painting in Ohio, I'm showing real time where I'm at painting and stuff. But it's
right.
Like, I mean, social media is creepy. There's creepy people out there who try to like find you physically.
But do you remember you and I talking about this way back in 2018?
I'm terrified of what I said. I was a different human. I don't even know. What did I say?
Well, I think I said something like, I don't know. I feel like I said something like, you know, some of your, like, I don't judge, but I was like, you know, some of your posts were like, you know.
Risque.
I wouldn't even say risque. I would just say maybe PG-13-ish. And you were like, well, hey, man, if it moves the product, if it sells,
totally.
Cool.
Totally. And that, I feel like I've had like an exorcism, honestly. Like I'm
One of the first
human.
Things I was going to say to you is that you seem different.
Yeah,
like
I
you
am.
Do seem like your whole vibe is very different than when I last saw you 4 years ago.
It
19,
is.
20, 21, 22. And again, no judgment either way,
totally.
But I do remember it is something we talked about.
These are probably nice judgments, so it's okay. It's welcome.
But so now you're saying that brought out the worst in people, so you don't do that anymore. Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, it's like, I think as social media has evolved, we can see the trap that people fall in. I mean, I notice it in younger girls, and I can see myself in them, where you're trying to sell your product, so you might wear less clothing and photos, and like, you know, it's just, and I look at it with like more mature eyes now, I guess, and seeing, it's just like, stay authentic. And at that time, that was me. That I was very more open-minded, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it. Just I was in a different mindset, for sure.
Right.
Much different mindset than I am now.
Right. And so it wasn't necessarily that it brought out the worst in people, or you just feel like a different person anyway?
I feel like it's all evolved. I've evolved. Social media has evolved, I think.
In a bad way, in a good way? Because there's always creeps. There's always been creeps.
I mean, I guess like it's kind of like the whole influencer mindset of social media where like everybody's selling a product. Like, oh, I'm wearing a shirt from this company. My shoes are this.
Right.
My bag is this or whatever. And not no hating for anybody doing that out there.
Right.
I've just gotten away from... I'm just keeping it to my art.
Right.
Less me, more the art.
I understand. No, I completely
you know, it's just
understand.
Looking at it with different eyes, I think. And what I want to, how I want to come across. And I just want it to keep it about my art and maybe little flashes of me out there. But that's it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that sounds like a healthy whatever. I think that it's... You know, I'm someone that's very out there with social media. It's part of my job, but it's also my skill set is my personality, it turns out.
That's what you're selling.
So
your personality.
Right. And so people, and I know people are drawn to me because they've told me because I am the same person.
Yeah.
That you meet that's on social or when I do interviews, like some people are different.
Yeah.
And I'm somebody who can't help it. Like
you're transparent.
This is just who I am.
Yeah.
And I know that's what everybody says, like, you know, oh, I'm authentic and I want to, but honestly, it's just who I am naturally. But I still have to, I think there's some pretty fine lines. Like I talk about my kids, like my wife and I both joke about like how horrible our kids are and, you know, and that's real. But I hate to say this, but I'm just going to do it. Like somebody posted the other day, like a note their kid wrote, which was like, they had a horrible fight and the kid wrote, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not going that. Like there's a
privacy line.
Yeah. And I just think it's kind of like oversharing is kind of gross.
And especially with kids and especially with, there's more of an awareness of what goes on with kids in the internet, and there's so much of an attack against kids on the internet to like do horrible things to children, and I feel like there's such an awareness about that now.
Right.
I couldn't imagine being a parent. They would never leave the house. They'd be wrapped in bubble wrap, and they would never leave.
Well, trust me, I felt that way about Emma. When she was, I was definitely one of those helicopter parents, which I got over by the time you have the third kid. Mm-hmm. And there's some stuff I could talk about with her, but it's just like, so this whole Will Smith thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure you're aware of, even someone like you that's just an artist and doesn't watch a lot of crap. you know, she's someone on the internet 24/7, mm-hmm. like posting about her alopecia and posting about all her, and then it's like, and then you're gonna dare get upset if someone makes a joke about it when like you're putting your whole life out there 24/7. And so regular people like imitate famous people and do that stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. is anybody, and it's like when you're, you know, when people are sharing how in love they are and how like somebody recently got married, and so like then every post twice a day, every day is my husband this, my husband. It's like, no, we're disgusted by you, right? people know that's not real.
Well, that's the thing. It's not, social media is not real.
Right.
I mean, we're all like putting out this, I think we've been in such this consumer phase of reality of idolatry to famous people, celebrities, sports people. We see what they're doing and we imitate it. And now we have a platform to show the world how we're imitating all
right.
these celebrities. And it's like, no one fucking cares.
Right.
But we all do it anyway.
Right. having said that, so like I know that I'll get more eyeballs, like the more famous the person that I talk to is, mm-hmm. right? At the end of the day, this is what I do for a living. I want to make money doing it. And so, yes, working my way up to more famous people. But I – like, so the most famous person I know, okay, name drop, the most famous person I know is Rainn Wilson, okay?
Okay.
Dwight from The Office.
Yep.
Okay? So he came to town and we had –
I think I saw this.
Yeah. So we –
I saw that you were with him.
Right. So we had coffee and I was like, I'm not going to ask him because I know everybody asks him and I'm just going to be a good friend. He said, would you like to do a thing with me? And And I was like, of course. And then, of course, like, I love that everybody saw that. And Lou, how do you know? And it's like,
right.
It's like whatever that that hit is. Now, I don't reshare it every other day.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because some people do that. Like, mm-hmm. The whole thing. So I'm saying, like, listeners know that I'm guilty of something. That I'm human, and we're all human.
We're all guilty. Trying to make our money and build our brand, and I get it.
Right. But what I don't do is, whenever, you have to, every national tragedy you have to make about yourself.
Oh, see, I don't even address any of it.
Like, anytime a famous person dies, it's just like, well, let me talk about how this affects me. And it's like, nope, nobody cares. Mm-mm. Nobody cares.
Nope. Or it's, well, look at my painting instead. Let me share my painting. Anyone gives a shit about my painting when the World Trade Centers went down or something.
Right.
It's like there's such a weird line. Like, what's appropriate, what's not.
Right. You know? Well, I mean, I think that was a big one. I think we could have all taken a day off social media that day, but people still do that. You know what I mean? Like I said, like RIP Kobe. It was like a joke. It's like you've never once mentioned basketball or sports in your life, and now you're gonna post about. It's like we always like, me and my friends joke about it. Like, oh well, if you don't post about who died recently, somebody died.
So many.
They all die.
God, there's like a mass killing going on in Hollywood. God.
Like, if you do you really care? Like, if you don't post, it's like, no, because that person has nothing to do with me. And then every year on their anniversary,
they're not going
to
care about you either. They don't know who you are. They don't care about you. Shaquille O'Neal does not care about you. He doesn't know who you are.
Right.
So why?
Right.
You know, we idolize these people who could give zero fudges about us.
Like, right.
But yet I don't know. Like, I guess I've pulled myself so far out of it because I used to paint all of them.
Right.
I loved all of them.
When I met you, you were painting a lot of celebs and musicians.
All of it. I lived on it. That was my whole business.
Right. And now you're not that.
No.
You're a different person, man.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking. You're like a different. I'm telling you, as soon as I saw you and you hugged me, I was like, you look different. You know what I'm saying?
I think you went through a demonic purge out of me.
You went through the looking glass, man. You went through the eye of the needle, all right? You're a different person.
Yeah. Well, I haven't smoked weed in a long time. I don't drink. I don't do anything.
Right.
I'm a different person.
Yeah. I mean, I got sober a long time ago because I had to.
Yep. That's good.
So you were, I was drawn to dead 90s people, cause that is who I grew up listening to. Cause I'm older than you, obviously. And so what's his name and what's his name and the other guy?
Yep. All of them. All of them too.
Right?
Yeah. Kurt, Lane. I love 90s music, 90s rock.
Right. Who's the other big one? Chris.
Chris Cornell.
That's what it was. Kurt, Chris, and Lane, I think, were the ones that met.
I have a painting. You could actually hang that up in here of all three of them. That would look great.
Okay. Sold.
You can have it. Just have it because it's been sitting in storage.
Where? I'll go pick it up today. I'm not even kidding.
It's in Hollywood or Ohio. Go right ahead.
How can we get it here? I'm not kidding.
No, I'm good. Because
that's what I said when I said the three guys. I'm like, that's what I was thinking. I'll
send you a picture of it. You'll love it.
No, I know it. I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it in your Atlanta place?
Probably, yeah.
Like, I saw it.
Yeah, it's like a
seriously
a Starry Night background.
How can we make this happen?
I can take it off the frame and have it rolled and shipped here. We just have to have it reframed.
Okay,
it's easy.
But I'll take.
I have a guy who can do it.
You got a guy?
I got a guy.
When are you next going up there? I'm so excited.
My parents live there, and I was going to do this with another painting, so I have it all set up already. I just have to have my dad drive it to the guy in Ohio. He'll take it off the frame, roll it, ship it, send it.
Dude.
Here.
So do you know when that happened? When you stopped painting celebrity people?
Mexico. The whole shift happened in Mexico.
Right.
Everything. Everything shifted down there. Everything. And maybe it's also... Go ahead.
Was there a moment of okay, this is the last one of fucking these I'm painting, or you just found yourself not inspired to do that?
Yeah, I had some things brought to my attention. And it was hard to listen to, but it was just oh my God, they're right. The stuff with the... posting images of yourself online in a certain fashion, Certain things like that were brought to my attention of just like, hey, this is how you come across, just FYI, to that person. And I was just like, God, I never thought of that. But, ooh, I don't like that. And not, I mean, everybody's going to have an opinion. You can't please everybody. As long as you can feel good about yourself, that's all that matters. But it was just, I never thought about how I was maybe coming across, and I did not like what I heard. It was just like, God, I don't like that. And also, I think living in another country, being out of America, being out of all the consumerism, I mean, life was so simple down there. It's you just go to the beach and drink coconuts and eat tacos and meet local people. It was just so different. I don't even know how to put it into words, but my life was immediately simplified, and I wasn't thinking about, okay, what am I going to post today and what am I going to try and sell today? It was just like, I really got to know myself in a new way.
But you had to be able to hear it, because somebody could have told you that like a month before and you might not have heard it.
No one ever told me that. I never thought of that. I just looked at, I'm selling my product. I'm selling myself out there in a certain way. And it worked. I was selling art. It was great here, but also people were buying certain art here of the celebrities, and not bashing, artists who paint celebrities or people who buy artwork of celebrities. We like them. We like their music. We like their movies. It's normal. It's just part of our culture. But I guess I wanted to look at my art and, maybe paint other figures, things that had new meaning to me, like painting local people in Mexico, painting Mayan people, learning more about history and where I'm living and the history of that area, which I just became like obsessed with history and culture and all that stuff. So it was just like a light went on.
Was this the person that you became good friends with? Is that the person that told you?
This was a guy that I dated who, he was also an artist, a really fantastic artist, mural painter, dated for a little while, and he had some interesting things to say, and just brought different things to my attention. He's from another country also, I don't know. I think he's also racist against American people, 100%.
Right.
He hates American people. A lot of people do. I think Americans can come across really pretentious.
Yes.
We have everything. We have golden opportunities, blah, 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 which is true. Great. But when you go to other countries, I mean, it's a shock. And I never wanted to tell people I was from the United States. I always said I was from Germany or Italy. In Mexico.
But they bought it, even though you spoke English perfectly well?
I mean, I would just speak my broken Spanish most of the time, wherever I could. Or, I mean, you can tell people from the United States who are in Tulum, because so many people go there now.
Right. It has become a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's been a thing for a while.
But what happened there? Like, why is it? Because I've seen people post there.
It's just becoming the new Cabo, the new Cancun. It's just the new place, and it's sad. It's like, I have such a love-hate about it, because it helps the economy down there, but they're just killing the environment. I mean, they're killing the jungle. They're just bulldozing land and jungle.
Just creating resorts?
Yeah. I mean, it's just becoming, and I guess it's like, where's the line? Do we ever stop building? Like, do we ever stop?
Ma'am, I drive around this city of ours, right? And I used to be very excited about the progress. Because when I lived here as a kid, Atlanta was like the city that wanted to be something else. Like, please give us respect, like we're New York, mm-hmm. or Chicago. And then, a lot has happened when I came back in 05, 06, 07.
Are you from here?
I grew up here. I'm from Boston.
Okay.
But I went to school in Cobb County.
Okay.
Like, typical suburban kid. I'm trying to explain it to my kids, because my kids live in the city and they have a very different life than I had.
Right.
Theirs is much better. Which they don't appreciate yet. It's fine. But like, so let's just say the whole east side of town, right? That, when I interviewed you was like popping and all this stuff's happening in the Beltline. And now it's like every street they're cramming more and more and more live, work, play, those fucking condos. And I'm like, okay. So is this just how life works? That people just go nuts. Then there's some kind of economic downturn. Right? Whoever's last left holding the bag. And then there's all these places that are like half developed or not developed or people don't live, and then you just keep building more. You know what I'm saying?
It keeps getting bigger.
That's what I'm saying.
Atlanta keeps getting bigger. All of these places just keep getting more gentrified. Same looking apartments going up in every outside. It just keeps spreading like a weed.
Yeah, I don't understand it. So like we used to live in Kirkwood before it got totally gentrified, and then it's been totally gentrified. But now even like streets that had nothing on them are like,
I haven't been around anywhere
nuts.
Since I've been back.
Yeah, it's nuts. Anything?
Downtown looks the same though.
Downtown is the same. They always want to improve downtown, but can't really do much with it.
Yeah.
That's
so nice though. It's staying the same.
No, I kind of like it too, but it also hurts us from like people when people don't want to visit because there's nothing like you go to the Koch Museum and the aquarium and then you're done. Like that's your tour of downtown.
I mean, it's not Chicago downtown.
It's
there's only so many things to do. And then that's why they have all the little outside towns.
Right.
Like the Kirkwood, the Edgewood, all
right.
Those
but
places.
I think thankfully, thanks to Uber and all that, now it's a lot. I guess it doesn't matter as much. Whereas, because like they built that stupid train that goes nowhere, like they thought that was going to be a thing.
Oh.
That train.
A tram? Or something?
Yes.
I saw it. I parked by it.
Yeah. It goes from here to Edgewood and like, you know.
No one takes it.
No, of course no one takes it. Of course no one takes it. It's like.
You have to use a tax dollar money on something.
Well, it was just. Because people are always talking about how can we get more transportation? How can we turn the Beltline into a train thing and blah, 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 blah. And
you
I think
gotta have more of an attraction in downtown to get people to want.
But that's
come
what
here.
I'm saying is
like have a butterfly garden and have like one of the coolest things I saw in my traveling was the Singapore airport. That was the coolest place probably one of the coolest places I've ever been to. That airport, just hanging out in an airport.
Right.
It had like an indoor massive waterfall. It had a garden, a massive garden, a butterfly garden. Like there's things to do. Like
right.
Build green spaces, not just a patch of grass.
But they even had a thing just now. They had a thing that you just missed. It was like, hey, let's try this out. Let's make Peachtree Street a walk thing and a bike thing. And they put some plants down. And I thought it was kind of cool, but it didn't stick. It was like a 2-week thing. But they're always, yeah, I don't know how, because like let's talk about like the huge crash in what year was that?
2008.
Yeah, right. Huge crash. And everybody left their houses and all that shit, right? You had to think there's a lot of buildings that like they had built downtown, like Trump was gonna build a tower here that didn't get finished or didn't get people in them. So when things bounce back, they still have to fill all those things.
Yeah.
So why not just do that? But they don't. They keep building more and more and more.
Yeah. It's like they don't finish what they started. So another thing is all the road construction. Dear Lord, like, I'm just like, where am I?
Right.
Constantly.
Where were you living before?
I was living downtown.
No, but like what street? Because I know I visited you.
Whitehall Street. Right by the jail, a jail or a prison. I don't know what it was. The Fulton County
so
jail?
If you keep going.
I don't know.
So yeah, I know exactly where you're
right
are.
By the stadium.
So keep going west, and that's where I live in the West
okay.
End.
Okay. Yeah, you're in the nicer area.
Well, it's come up quite a bit in the last few years because they built the whole Beltline there now too. And
okay.
It'll never be as busy as the East Side Beltline. But and so what area do you want to settle in now that you're back for a while?
I'm in Dawsonville.
You're way up in Dawsonville.
I came all the way down from Dawsonville.
You just want to be away from the city.
Sure do. That's why I had to have like a come to Jesus driving down here. I'm like, okay, we got this. We're going to make it through. It's going to be fine. I have so much anxiety driving through the city.
It, really?
Unbelievable. Every time I was driving back and forth from Florida to Ohio, I'm just like, I planned the whole trip around. Okay, what time do I have to go through Atlanta?
Why wouldn't you just fly? That's so far. Ohio?
Driving. And all the flying with all the COVID crap is just like, I don't want to deal with
that
it.
That was,
that's why the last 2 years I've been driving everywhere. I've drove to California, I've driven it all over.
So do you have like a dope like art space in Dawsonville?
It's just like an apartment with an extra bedroom. That's what I do everywhere. I have a 2-bedroom place anywhere I go.
Just
get a year lease. move the stuff in, see how it goes, and then pick up and move somewhere else. Usually. Just been hopping around year by year. Ohio, I knew it was always going to be temporary. So I did a year in Ohio. It was great because it was such cheap rent. Oh my God. I think I had like a 2-bedroom place for $1,000 maybe. And it wasn't a dump. It was cool. And then COVID hit. So I was actually supposed to move down to St. Petersburg, Florida. And then COVID hit right before I was supposed to move. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stay here. I'm not going to deal with this. And 2 years in Ohio was enough because I cannot do cold weather. Can't. So I'm like, I'm going to South Florida where it's warm. I can fly down to Mexico super easily. And it was great. I loved it down there. My dog hated it, though. So the dog won because he has really bad storm anxiety. And it was just too hard traveling. I was gone all the time, and I felt so bad boarding my dog when there's, like, horrendous thunderstorms, and he gets, like, not seizures, but just, like, convulses.
Oh.
I'm like, I have to do what's best for my babies right now. So I was like, well, Georgia. I was looking at Arizona, Montana, all over in the West, but it's so expensive to move right now. Then everything got super expensive. I'm like, well, I'm not going to go back to Ohio. Arizona's too expensive. Montana's too expensive. All of it.
I would think Montana's cheap.
Hell no. It is ridiculous.
Nobody lives there.
And everybody wants to live there now. Everybody's
leaving. It's a thing now.
Everybody's leaving Colorado, California, and they're taking over Idaho, Utah, Montana. They're creating these new places in other, like, just less populated states.
Right.
And pissing off all of those people because right. It's driving all of the cost up because so right. many people are moving there. And then Florida was insane. They wanted to raise my rent like $600. Like, you're kidding.
Why?
Just because everybody's moving to Florida.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, well, the governor, I mean, not to get into that whole thing, God, but a lot of people were moving down to Florida over the last year, 2 years.
But that's what I mean, because their laws are, they let you do whatever you want. Open. Right, yeah. They let you do whatever you want.
And I think a lot of people are leaving the Californias and Arizonas, the warm places. They're like, oh, well, Florida's cheap as hell. Like, let's go to Florida. They
right.
have great weather.
Right.
So everybody started moving down there, and it just raised the prices, and then with all the inflation, it's just more expensive everywhere to rent right now. It's easily $200 more everywhere.
So you just thought, okay, North Georgia, how about Dawsonville?
Exactly. Honestly, yeah. I looked in Woodstock. I looked in Holly Springs. I looked around like Gainesville. And I was like, and I looked in, I really wanted to go to Blue Ridge, but that's crazy expensive and there's nothing to rent either.
Yeah, Blue Ridge is a whole thing. I had a friend that lived there for like a year and a half. And Blue Ridge is a cool place. Like, we did an Airbnb there, and like I would like to go do an Airbnb there because mm-hmm. like I can go run. You know, I'm still a runner.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, but I don't think I'd want to live there.
Yeah, I was looking at like, I was like, oh, maybe I could like live in like a little cabin or something. But then I was like, living in a cabin alone near the woods, that's just like...
Too scary.
Hell yeah. Nope. I need civilization. I need apartment, some kind of communal living, but also feel like I'm in nature and I'm still kind
right.
of alone at the same time.
So the goal is live here for a bit and then pets die, move back to Mexico.
Kind of, yeah.
And then spend the rest of your days on a beach sipping margaritas?
Coconut water.
Coconut water.
No margaritas.
That's it. You're done drinking.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. It just, they call it spirits for a reason.
Listen. Like I
you
said,
know.
I'm sober a very long time.
Yeah. I've had maybe 5 drinks in the last year or longer.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't know, when you have such a clear mind and from smoking weed for so long.
Right.
And all of that, when you dabble in it again, it's like, oh my God, how did I do this every day?
Yeah, I used to get high every day. Time. And I would be like, why am I doing this every day?
Yeah, yeah. And then when you're away from it, you're like, and you have a glass of wine or drink a beer or have a margarita, you can see the switch. I can literally observe myself. I'm like, wow, like it's literally like something else steps in. I'm like, I don't like this.
Right.
I don't like it at all. So yeah, I love my sparkling water.
So I'm looking at a 33.8 fluid ounces or 1 liter bottled in the Oaxaca Mountains. Is that correct?
I don't know how to say it.
What do you mean you don't know how to say it? You should speak at least some Spanish.
No, that's in the United States, though. That's not Spanish.
But that's still a Spanish word.
Oaxaca.
It's not Oaxaca.
It can be for you. I'd say Oaxaca. Like Oaxaca, Oaxaca.
You're making me upset now.
I'm not sure the correct pronunciation.
You've made me very upset.
I think it's bottled in Arkansas. Isn't that a funky name? A spring?
Q-U-A-C-H-I-T-A. Oaxaca or Oaxaca. Listeners.
O-U.
So listeners. Oh, that's yeah. That's O-U. What I said. That's,
you said Q.
I didn't mean Q. Q okay. Would be Oaxaca. Listeners, send me in a DM, okay? Not her DMs. Drop in my DMs. And say, what do you think this is the correct pronunciation? But yeah, once the animals are gone. But what if you get more animals between now and then?
Oh, no,
and then
I
they
can't.
Live forever.
I've got to take a break from scooping litter boxes for 17 years now.
Yeah. So my daughter has a rabbit. And she does constantly clean that. Like, she has to because we certainly wouldn't do it. But it's unbelievable. Do you know how much money that thing costs? The amount of lettuce and hay we have to buy that fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like having another kid.
It is.
And it's a tiny bunny. We just got the bunny fixed, which makes them less messy, apparently. And that was like $400. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This is what having kids will do for you.
It cost me $1,000 to put my cat down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
Will you ever have children?
Never.
She said that so quickly. Oh my God. Never.
No.
What if the man of your dreams comes along and he's like, I really want a child to come from us? He's like, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. It's just not in my cards. I probably would have had a few accidental children by now just from being super careless in the past, I'm sure.
Right.
But I don't think it's probably humanly possible for me to.
Okay.
It's just my hunch. Otherwise, it probably would have accidentally happened, honestly, I think.
Right.
Could have. I don't know.
Maybe a lot has to go right to have a child. A lot has to go right.
Yeah. I'm just thankful it never happened. Personally, for me, it's just I've got enough stuff to
deal with.
I'm just here to do this little artistic journey, and I love being an aunt. I have 8 nieces and nephews.
Right.
So I'm covered there. A lot of my friends have kids, so that's great. I've always known I will never have kids. Just never appealed to me, ever. I mean, even marriage, like, just not... Not my bag.
What do your nieces and nephews call you?
Eka.
That's
so sweet.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. When I painted I did a mural project in Indonesia, and one of the kids, not the kid, he's a grown adult, his name was Eka. And I'm like, what did you say your name is? He goes, Eka. I'm like, oh my God, that's a real name.
That's really sweet.
It was.
All right. Well, I always like to finish by asking some of my Atlanta favorites questions. And since you've been kind of off and on, I think these will be interesting questions for you. You got to hold the mic a little closer, by the
okay.
way. Not too close, but okay. You're good right there.
Okay.
Okay. What I might have asked you these the first time, but it's been so many years, they could be different.
Okay.
What is your go-to order at the Waffle House?
Scrambled eggs with cheese and a waffle.
Okay.
Bacon now, because before I wouldn't eat meat. Biggest mistake ever. Eat meat, guys. Eat the meat. Not hating on vegans. I did that. Tried that whole show, but we need the meat.
Okay.
So yeah, bacon all the way.
Okay. What is your current favorite place to eat?
Oh, God. It depends where I am. Like what state I'm in.
Well, that's here. This is the Atlanta podcast. These are the Atlanta favorites questions.
Gosh.
But I'll give you all of Georgia, at least, because you live so far north.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't I haven't eaten anywhere in Georgia yet. And when I did, where did I eat? I loved Da Vinci's Pizza.
Okay.
I did love their pizza. And I loved Park Tavern's sushi, but I've heard that they don't have sushi anymore. So I don't know where I would eat now.
Did somebody tell me that?
I heard. My friend told me that they don't have sushi anymore. I think with COVID, I mean, so many things shifted, I'm sure, in the restaurant world.
Right.
Any place that has a really good steak, that's where I would eat.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Publix or Kroger?
Publix.
Because?
You really want to know?
Yeah, of course.
They have the best key lime pie.
Okay.
And I live right next to one. It's already a problem.
I can imagine. The restaurant or whatever, I like the Waffle House, I just let people have their answer, but I do like to know why people choose the people have very specific people are very split. I don't know if I took a if I like wrote it down, like I think it'd be pretty split.
What, with Waffle House?
No, Publix or Kroger.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
people feel strongly either way.
Yeah. I'm open. I'm, you know, I'm pretty open.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Rank these in importance to you.
Okay.
Falcons, Braves, United, Hawks.
Well, considering I don't watch any sports, let's see. Falcons, Braves, United is soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What was the other one?
The basketball team, the Hawks.
Okay. Most important to least important?
To you personally, okay. Yes.
We'll go with the Falcons football. I'll say that's number one.
Sure.
Number two. I'm trying to think, what were they again? Number two, we'll say basketball.
Okay.
And then we can say soccer, because okay. I think United is a big deal here.
It's a big deal.
And what was the other one?
Not to me. Braves would be
Braves.
The last one.
Oh, the Braves. Hold up. Redo it.
Okay.
Falcons.
Okay.
Braves.
Got it.
Hawks. United.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There are no wrong answers, remember, here.
Of course.
No wrong answers.
No wrong answers in my world, either.
What is the best concert you ever saw in Atlanta?
Oh, man. Probably Kenny Rogers.
Where?
Chastain.
Not heard that answer before.
What year was that? Maybe that was 2014, 13?
Is he still with us?
He's passed. He's in Oakland Cemetery now.
He is?
He is.
Like right up the road?
He is.
Is he from here?
He's from Georgia.
Did not know that.
Yep. I was in the Kenny Rogers fan club since I was in like second grade.
Okay. Then we're going to have to talk about this. You don't meet anybody your age or my age. Usually a Kenny Rogers fan is slightly older. You're in the Kenny Rogers fan club.
I'm not anymore, but when I was
saying,
a child, I was. And I would get signed photos in the mail, and I thought like I was the only person. Like, it was such a big deal. I had a framed picture, black and white picture. I probably still have it.
What is your favorite Kenny Rogers movie?
He was in movies?
Oh, my God. Of course he was. He was in this movie where he played a stock car racer, a race car driver. Hey, Siri, what's the name of the movie with Kenny Rogers as a race car driver? Well, like a good host, I put it in airplane mode because I didn't want to be interrupted. Okay, let's ask again.
I had no idea he was in...
Hey, Siri, what's the Kenny Rogers movie where he's a race car driver? Stop. Okay, so he was in... Stop it, Siri. What the fuck? No, I don't. So he was in a movie. Well, he was in, of course, The Gambler, right? They made a really...
That was a movie. Really?
Well, they made a TV movie based on the song. Okay. I think the song was so popular, they're like, let's try to make a movie out of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to go to Chrome because I didn't think it was going to come up by voice. But let's try it anyway. I'm really dying to know the name of this movie because it used to be on HBO at the time as a kid and I watched it. Let's see.
This is gonna. I mean, I might have to find one of his movies and watch them.
Well, I don't remember it being very good.
I would take an old movie over anything new these days, though.
Six Pack. 1982 film. There was these six kids, and he was like looking after them. That's why it was called Six Pack. He like looked after them, and they helped him become a better person.
Wow.
And he, you know, it's a whole thing. Used to be on HBO all the time. 1982. When race car driver Brewster stops at a gas station in Texas, he returns to find that his race car has been stripped bare. He chases down the culprits who turn out to be a group of mechanically inclined orphans. I mean, aren't you in already?
I am. I'm in.
Led by young Breezy and her brother Doc. Doc is played by Anthony Michael Hall. But Brewster learns that the local sheriff has blackmailed the kids into doing his illegal bidding. So the race car driver decides to take on the poor orphans as his pit crew. I mean...
I love it. I'm going to probably watch it tonight.
Diane Lane is in it? Must have been
love her.
So she was a kid too.
I was gonna say, she was probably a kid.
So Breezy, oh my God, this is insane.
Probably a good cast. Who else is in there?
94% liked this movie. Erin Gray, who was on Silver Spoons... I might have to go back and watch this movie. I mean, I remember I watched it 100 times as a kid.
Wow.
It made $20 million in the box office.
Not bad.
So I'm going to say a success because it probably cost about $5 million to make.
Wow. That was a heyday.
You have to watch this
movie. I am.
Oh, and this famous song, Love Will Turn You Around. Remember that song?
I'm not going to sing it, but yes, I know.
We're going to sing it together. We are going to sing it together because that movie... That song came from that movie. Because, of course, if it's a Kenny Rogers movie, he's going to have music.
He's going to have the whole soundtrack. I know it. I know it. I know all of his songs. It's great.
This is amazing. But look, you can see some of the movie in here.
Oh, wow. He's got such a good voice.
Do you know the words to this one?
I think just the chorus.
They probably filmed it here. They probably filmed it at like the local Atlanta racetrack.
Probably.
He's getting beat up in this scene.
Look at
I can't
them.
Believe what's her name is the kid, the
Diane
daughter.
Diane Lane.
Turn you around. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Oh, I don't know what you can find it on, but you better find it.
Probably YouTube.
Well, I mean, not YouTube. The song was on YouTube, but the whole movie you have to find on. Sometimes.
I don't have a television, so I'm going to have to find it somewhere else.
Yeah, you're going to have to. That's amazing.
What?
I was just brought back. Somebody just wrote, I'm back to being 7 years old. And yes, I was like 10 when the movie was on HBO. Yeah. But listen, I'm glad we got to catch up.
I know. It was so good.
Tell people where to find you on Instagram.
Erica Arntz. That's the Instagram. I know my last name is super funky.
Right.
It's the last name I will never change. That's another thing. Why do people change their names? I never understood that.
I think it's to like if you have kids, so the kids have the same last.
The oneness of the family bond.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want to change my name.
You don't have to. That's the world we live in.
That's okay. And anybody who's
my wife took my name and our kids have my name.
Exactly.
And
I get it.
There you go.
I've always just been in this solo state of mind that it's like I just couldn't imagine. Like calling myself something.
What if you were just Erica Arntz?
That's what I am. Basically.
But you're Arntz.
Arntz.
Right. It's just hard to get around the D and the T and the S.
German.
Right. Arntz.
Arntz. Yeah.
But what do you just went Arts?
I mean, sometimes I do say that just because it's easier.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know Erica Arntz? Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know Eka Arntz?
There you go.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on and doing this.
Thanks for having me. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you. There you go. There went Erica. There was Erica. Go follow her on the IG. Go check out the rad art that she does. And please stay tuned here. Tell a friend. People always ask for reviews a lot. I'd much rather you actually tell a person. Tell another person that you heard the show so that they can listen to it. DM them, our iGingerBur, IRGingerBur, our Instagram, or this podcast directly. More great guests coming your way. Love you, miss you, mean it. I've got to run.